The next topic was the role of genomic assays in the management of ER-positive, HER2-negative localized disease. At the ASCO plenary session this year, the results of the seminal Phase 3 TAILOR-X study were presented and simultaneously published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The trial evaluated the role of chemotherapy in patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative, node-negative disease and a 21-gene recurrence score of 11 to 25. Dr. Rugo began the discussion.
It was a beautiful summary. For node-negative patients, appropriate for chemotherapy. So, you know, if you have a 78-year-old patient with bad cardiac disease or renal dysfunction, and they have a 1.2-centimeter ER-positive breast cancer, you should not get a score on that patient because you don't want to give them chemotherapy. But if you have a patient who's appropriate for chemotherapy based on the TAILOR-X, if you have a score under 11, of course, we know these patients have an excellent outcome with endocrine therapy alone. The data from TAILOR-X suggested that from 11 to 18, for sure, endocrine therapy alone. And then there is this question about 18 to 25, where there may be, in premenopausal women, some group of patients who have larger tumors, maybe a higher score, where there is some small benefit. If it's a continuous variable, and you get up to like 23 and 24, and you have a 3-centimeter tumor, which they didn't even have in TAILOR-X, and it's high grade, even with a score that's maybe 24, you might be thinking maybe there's some benefit of chemotherapy. So for sure, in over 25, everybody got chemotherapy in TAILOR-X, but it's not the scoring system that was used for the original studies with the 21-gene assay. So chemotherapy is variable. If you had a really small cancer, you might not give chemotherapy, even for a tumor that had a slightly higher score. For premenopausal women, they have this suggestion that in a score from 21 to 25 in women under the age of 50, that maybe there's benefit from chemotherapy. And again, I think this is focusing on the idea of it being a continuous variable and that you have to still keep the clinical pathologic factors into play in your decision-making, because if the median tumor size was 1.5 and you saw a patient who has a 5-centimeter high-grade tumor who's 44, and the score is 23, are you not going to give that patient chemotherapy? That's really the question, because we don't have the data on that patient, and that's where it comes from.